time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh got underway Tuesday with protests, confrontations with activists, and demands that the hearing be shut down right off the bat, with Senator Kamala Harris interrupting as Chairman Chuck Grassley attempted to gavel in.
Senator Chuck Grassley, let's listen in.
On the nomination of
Mr.
Judge
Chairman.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night, less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
We cannot possibly move forward, Mr. Chairman.
I extend
this
a very warm welcome
we have not
to
been
Judge
given
Kavanaugh,
an opportunity to have a meaningful
his wife,
hearing
Ashley,
on the nominee.
Their two daughters.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with my colleague, Senator Harris. Mr. Chairman,
Judge
we received 42,000 documents that we haven't been
everyone
able
else joining
to review
us
last
today.
Night, and we believe this hearing should
I know
be postponed.
This is an exciting day for all of you here, and you're rightly proud
Mr. Chairman,
of
Mr. Chairman, if we cannot be recognized, I move to adjourn.
The American people.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
Hear directly from Judge Kavanaugh later this afternoon.
Mr. Chairman, I move.
The Democrats accused the White House of withholding hundreds of thousands of documents pertaining to Kavanaugh's time in former President George W. Bush's White House. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy.
All told, only 4% of your White House record has been shared with the public. Only 7% has been made available to this committee. The rest remains hidden from scrutiny. Compare this to the 99% of Justice Kagan's White House record that was available to all Americans as a result of the bipartisan process I ran with then-ranking member Jeff Sessions when Senator Sessions and I requested him, and we got 99%. What is being hidden and why? And if I've not been clear, I will be so now. Today, the Senate is not simply phoning in our vetting obligation. We're discarding it. It's not only shameful, it's a sham.
Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island voiced concern over a president who is under investigation naming someone to the court who might sit in judgment of him.
You come before us nominated by a president named in open court as directing criminal activity and a subject of ongoing criminal investigation. You displayed expansive views on executive immunity from the law. If you are in that seat, sir, because the White House has big expectations that you will protect the president from the due process of law, that should give every senator pause.
The hearing continues Wednesday as the senators begin questioning Kavanaugh. Tuesday was primary day in Massachusetts, where 10-term incumbent Congressman Michael Capuano was taken out by his more progressive challenger, Boston City Council member Ayanna Pressley.
Just an absolute upset here in the 7th District of Massachusetts. This district had been tested two times by pollster, in February and this August. In February, Capuano was up by 12 points. This August, just a few weeks ago, he was up by 13 points. She got people out that don't typically vote. She's a city council person in Boston. And even though she was part of the political establishment, even though he was a far left by American standards, a progressive liberal Democrat, she was able to best him by getting people out with the basically the campaign slogan that change can't wait. She wanted a bolder campaign. Tonight, she talked about doing this not only for women, but for African-American men behind the wall in prison, for immigrants.
Washington Post veteran reporter Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, is set for release next week, but excerpts published on Tuesday sent shockwaves through Washington. Allegations include Trump wanting to assassinate Syrian President Bashar al-Assad following a chemical weapons attack last year, Trump mocking Attorney General Jeff Sessions' accent, calling him mentally retarded, a dumb Southerner, and a traitor for recusing himself from the Russia investigation, and lots more. Woodward released a recording of his phone call with the president during which he explained that he had tried to arrange to speak with Trump for the book to no avail.
I take it very seriously. I've done books on eight presidents going back from Nixon, Obama.
Right.
And I learned something about reporting, frankly, Mr. President.
Good.
I've got to go talk to people and see them outside of the White House and outside of their offices, and gained a lot of insight and documentation. And it's, you know, it's a tough look at the world and your administration and you.
Right. Well, I assume that means it's going to be a negative book, but, you know, I'm sort of 50% used to that. That's all right. Some are good and some are bad. Sounds like this is going to be a bad one. I got the news.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.